在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
What would you think if I tell you I want to leave in the army, start a new life?
You don't mess with the Zohan is the new Adam Sandler vehicle. Mr. Sandler is a producer as well as the star, one of the co-writers along with Judd Apatow and Robert Smigel. The movie was directed by Sandler's longtime collaborator Dennis Dugan. So it's a kind of a cornucopia of lowbrow, coarse, sexually explicit, but not too explicit. It's PG-13 comedy with lots of bodily functions, crude ethnic stereotypes, and a kind of crazy plot that goes on for a little bit too long, has a few too many details.
I have someone with experience in something else, possibly.
In what?
Can anyone here do this?
And basically, I loved it. I thought that this movie was one of the funniest, and in an odd way, one of the bravest comedies I've seen in a while.
I have never seen that. That is very nice, but that's not going to help me.
This is partly because its subject matter is curiously topical. Zohan, who's played by Adam Sandler, is an Israeli counterterrorism specialist, the most feared agent in the Israeli special forces, who goes around taking out terrorists all over the world, although he doesn't quite take out the one who's his nemesis, the Phantom, played by John Turturro. Zohan lives a pretty carefree life in Israel. Israel looks a lot like Fort Lauderdale during spring break, as it's imagined in this movie. Zohan's real dream is to become a hairdresser, to make hair silky smooth, as he says.
Smell it, smell it, smell it, now take it.
What's great about this movie is that it just traffics so freely in humor that could be really offensive and obnoxious in most cases. And it is offensive and obnoxious, but it's also really funny and I think rather insightful about the ridiculousness of Middle Eastern politics. And it also is very pointed in its mockery of certain aspects of Israeli culture and society, as well as of American culture and society.
All of your blood will be on the floor in 4 minutes. I've seen this. I've done this. You don't want this.
So the whole movie is a kind of overstuffed grab bag of jokes that are sometimes tasteless, sometimes quite incisive. But all in all, it offers a kind of a utopian picture of what would happen if people stopped blowing each other up and started just concentrating on the things that really matter, which are money, sex, nice haircuts, and hummus.
Suspended our terrorist supply service as we are engaged in negotiations with Israel. We will resume service as soon as negotiations break down.